A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Our passage for meditation and discussion this morning is the book of Revelation chapter 12, from verse 13 to verse number 15. The Bible says, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times, and have a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood." Verse 16 says, "And the heart helped the woman, and the heart opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth." This woman was given two wings of a great eagle so that she could run to a place prepared for her. The Bible says, when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, then he went to persecute the woman that brought forth the man-child. We have spoken about the persecution and the torment and the trouble that every man of destiny will have to go through from the hand of this dragon and wicked men in this world. Verse 14 of our passage of consideration says, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness." Our discussion is based on one is, our discussion today is wings to fly. This woman was given two wings of a great eagle to fly into a place that has been prepared to her of God. Everyone that we fly, everyone that we soar in life and destiny, everyone that we get to his place must be divinely helped. There must be wings given to this person to fly, the two wings of the great eagle. Look at these two wings of this great eagle that you need. Number one, the wings of God's mercy. And number two, the wings of God's grace. Mercy and grace. The mercy of God to shield and to protect you. The mercy that will not give you the things that you deserve. Mercy that will not give you the punishment that you deserve. There are certain things we deserve, punishment for our sins. Don't forget, Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "All have sinned, and they have fallen short of the glory of God." And so don't forget also that Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death." We are all condemned and guilty. This woman and yourself, dear listener, and myself, we are all guilty and should be sentenced to death. But God showed us mercy. Mercy came to redeem us from the punishment that we deserve. We deserve to be punished, but mercy rescues us. And God overlooked our faults by his mercy, because of his mercies. He has shown you mercy, and that's why you are still alive today. Don't forget, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." And so God renews his mercies unto us every day. He renews mercies for us on a daily basis. We are not consumed by the mercies of God. That is number one wing, the one wing of the eagle, the wing of God's mercy that shields and protects, that overlooks our faults, that forgives our iniquities. Blessed is that man, according to Psalm 32, whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. That is mercy at work. Mercy causes our sins to be forgiven, our transgressions to be forgiven, our sins to be covered. And because of mercy, God does not impute iniquity to us. He does not count our sins against us. Should the Lord mark our iniquities, no one will stand. That is the one wing of the great eagle that God has given to us. The wings of mercy, the mercy of the living God. The second wing given to you to fly is the wing of grace. Grace is God's vehicle for man's speedy arrival at destiny. Grace is God's ability in man's disability. Grace. Grace is what God gives you that gives you every other thing that you desire. It is the unmerited favor of the Almighty God. That is what grace is, unmerited gift of God. Grace. Everybody needs this grace to soar. If you want to fly in life, you need mercy, you need grace. May the grace of God be available to you abundantly in the name of Jesus. May you daily enjoy the mercy of the Almighty God. May mercy be available to you on a daily basis, and may you not be a stranger to God's grace in Jesus' precious name. Two other wings to fly in life and in destiny was found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 24, where Paul, writing to the Corinthians, described Jesus. He said, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Power and wisdom. Everybody needs this wing. The wings of grace, the wings of mercy, the wings of power, the wings of wisdom. Power and wisdom. We generate these two. If you look at what the Apostle Peter said in Acts chapter number 6, verse 4, he said, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." Prayer produces power. The word produces wisdom. And so we need these two wings. If you want to fly in life and in destiny, you need the power of God. You need the wisdom of God. Christ Jesus has been made both power and wisdom for us. But for you to activate and generate this power and this wisdom again and again and again, you must spend time in the place of prayer to generate power. And then you must spend time in the word of God to build wisdom. Power is necessary to push, to move anything. You need this spiritual power. You need the power of God to be able to accomplish the great things that God has destined for you and to be able to get to your place. The woman in our passage of consideration was given two wings of a great eagle so that she could get to the place that God has destined for her. Notice that this woman got these two wings as a gift. It was given. Not that she bought it or merited it or anyhow, but it was given. God gave her the wings. The two wings were given to this woman, a gift. If you see anybody flying, therefore, he was gifted. It's a gift from God. The gift he got to fly, the mercy of God and the grace of God. The gift he got to fly, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You can't achieve anything without power. And you can't sustain what you have gotten without wisdom. If you're going to fly in life and in destiny, you need power. Power can open doors, but wisdom is needed to keep the door perpetually opened. Very many people have power, but they lack wisdom. If you only have power and lack wisdom, the power that you have without wisdom is the same power that will destroy you. So the powerful also needs wisdom to manage the power. So the great wings, two wings of a great eagle, the wings of wisdom, the wings of power, power and wisdom. You need both to be able to get to your place. Don't forget, this woman got these wings so that she could get to the place that God has prepared for her. You need the help of God to be able to get to your place, the place that God has prepared for you. Don't forget, it is a place of protection as well as a place of provision. The place of protection, the place of provision. But to get to that prepared place, you need the mercy of God. You need the grace of God. To get to this prepared place, you need power. You need wisdom. And the Bible says, Jesus has become unto us, both the Jews and the Greeks, the power of God and the wisdom of God. And don't ever forget, you generate power in the place of prayer, and you generate wisdom as you study the word of God. You may wish to ask God for wisdom, because God says, if anybody lack wisdom, let him ask. You ask him for wisdom, and when God gives it, you must now generate it as you study God's word. Wisdom is gleaned as we study the word of God, as we relate with men of wisdom, as we read books, as we fraternize with the Holy Spirit. So you gain wisdom primarily from the place of studying God's word. And wisdom is principal in life and in destiny. May you be given these two great wings of a great eagle so you can rise and get to the place that God has destined for you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the mercy and the grace and the wisdom and the power of God to get to your prepared place in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. I receive the wisdom and the power to get to my prepared place in the name of Jesus. I receive by faith the wisdom. I receive the power. I receive your mercy and your grace to get to my prepared place in the precious name of Jesus. I receive this, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, eternal God, because it is done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like you to pray, Father, let everything I need for my color to show, for me to get to my place, be added to my life and to my destiny in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, let everything I need to get to my place, my prepared place in life and destiny, be added to me. Let everything I need for my color to show be added to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the help and the gift of God. Father, help me. I need your help. I need your gifts to get to my place. Help me, O God. I need the help of you, the living God. I am helpless. You are the help of the helpless. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin by faith to take your place. I take my place in life and destiny. I take my place in greatness. I take my place, the place of honor, the place of glory and dignity that has been prepared for me. I take my place. I will not miss my place. I will not lose my place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. My prayer for you is that God will give you the wing, two wings of this great eagle, so you can fly to your place in life and in destiny. I pray for you. In life and destiny, you will not crawl. Your destiny will not crawl. Your destiny will soar. Your destiny will fly. You will fly to your prepared place. You will get there in the name of Jesus. You won't miss it. You will not die along the way. Mercy. God will give you his mercy. On a daily basis, mercy will be renewed unto you. You will not be an alien to the grace of God. You won't lack grace. The power of God, the wisdom of God shall be your portion. You will get to your place and God's name will be honored. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. School of the Spirit starts 7:30 a.m. and by 8:20, worship service starts. Join us. He promises to be great and the Lord bless you as you come. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adiloju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday and the Lord bless you.